Hi guys, welcome back to the anime podcast. Now today I want to talk about Kawake. I know you guys read the last manga chapter, and we're going to talk about how strong Kawake is, or how strong he's going to be. And it's pretty obvious at this point that Kawake is going to be fucking powerful. Here are a few reasons why. Now, Kawake is just learning how to be a ninja, right? He's learning ninjutsu and how to control ninjutsu and all that good stuff. But if you have noticed, is that Kawake uses like artificial, he was practically like an artificial ninja before, right? He could use power blast and all of these things. He has the karma seed that he can use, and he can modify his body. You know, he could make modification to his body and on a cellular level, right? So before he even learned ninjutsu, he was already probably more powerful than Boruto at this stage. Very powerful, right? And he hasn't even learned anything ninjutsu in no way whatsoever. Now he's learning how to be a ninja. He's gonna learn ninjutsu. He's gonna learn attacks like Shadow Clone, probably even the Rasengan, probably. Right? Right now we are looking at someone who has the ability to be super, super powerful. And I talk about the manga chapter review, and I say that I don't think Kawake is the one that killed Naruto. But if you look at the potential of Kawake, it's possible that he acquired enough power to pose a threat to Naruto in his later years. Like, look at it. His base form, without not knowing any chakra control, any ninjutsu and all these things, is fucking powerful already. Now, add that to manga, to add ninjutsu to his arsenal and all of these things, is fucking unstoppable. And it wouldn't matter if he runs out of, like, I don't think they say that, like, imagine if he runs out of chakra, he could just move to his previous mode, you know, just moving, doing things on a cellular level and all of these things. So this, I'm thinking that this guy is fucking unbeatable. He's very unbeatable at this point. That's what I think, you know. That's what I really, really think. Now, this is going to be a very short video. I just wanted to make this video to say, I think Kawake is going to be more powerful than Boruto. Or if Boruto is going to be stronger than Kawake, it's going to take a lot of work, which is going to make Boruto's character a lot more interesting, you know, because it's going to be interesting seeing him working very hard and becoming innovative to catch up to Kawake. But then again, Boruto has a lot of buffs, right? He's a Uzumaki / Hyuga. He has the Jogan, the eye. Right, he has a karma seal as well. So he has a lot going for him. And he's already a more advanced ninja than Kawake. So that gives him a lot of edge as well. Right? But Kawake is a quick learner. So he's definitely going to learn how to be a ninja super fast. Right? Because he's already mastered chakra control, walking up trees and all of those good things. So that's what I think, right? Let me know what you guys think. Again, you can find my YouTube channel, the Anime Podcast. I'm going to try to put the link in the description. So you guys, I know that it's not really, most podcast platforms don't really allow, commenting and those things. So I'm going to allow you guys to find my YouTube channel and share your thoughts right there. All right.